Let's go east of the Rockies. Hi, who's calling?
This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Oh, we got a lot of calls from Wisconsin tonight. That's because there's so much snow, you guys have nothing better to do, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, no, you're always... Well, I love Wisconsin. Great state.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My story more has to do with people understanding prayer, since that seemed to be a topic of this evening, along with miracles.
Right.
I took a mission trip to El Salvador in 1997. I was part of a delegation of 12 people, and within the first 24 hours of being in that country, our bus was hijacked. And in the process of the hijacking, things went a little sour, and we were all ordered to get off of the bus, and we're lined up on the side of the road execution style.
Wow.
Now, I was a very faithful, and still am a very faithful person, but didn't realize perhaps the intensity. I figured that it was just a robbery in progress and wasn't overly concerned until a truck pulled up along the side of the road where we were and rolled down his window, and in Spanish, which I don't understand any Spanish, I'm assuming he said, "What's going on here?" The gentleman who was standing with the Uzi machine gun in our execution line went up to the truck and screamed at this gentleman in Spanish, and with the butt of his gun pounded on the front of the truck, screaming at him. And when he turned and looked back at us, I was the person on the end of the row, I saw the man's face turn white. He looked straight ahead, rolled up his window, and drove away. The man with the machine gun was just wild. And at that point, I felt that it was no longer a robbery because this gentleman was no longer in control.
Hmm.
And standing in line, I realized that this could be the point of my death, and said a quick prayer that if this is where I'm to die, thy will be done. At that point, I was suspended in the sky. I don't know how I ended up there, but I was in the sky. Looking down, what I saw...
You had an out-of-body experience at a time like that?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Looking down, I could not figure out where I was. And as I looked, there was nothing in front of me or beside me, but as I looked down, I saw what appeared to be broccoli.
Wait, broccoli?
Distance.
Did you just say broccoli?
Yes, sir, I did. Broccoli. With little points in it, and I could not figure out what I was looking at. So mentally, I said to myself, "What is that?" And a voice behind me said, "Those are the tops of the churches of your congregation. The broccoli were the trees." And then it was like a curtain appeared, and it shimmered, and it had no beginning and it had no end. From left to right, I couldn't see where it started or ended. And it shimmered, and it kept moving and waving. And it started at the treetops, and it began to rise. And as it was rising, I heard voices. I heard hundreds and hundreds of voices, men, women, and children, all speaking but not in unison, just voices. And as the bottom of the curtain got closer up to where I was, the voices were louder and louder and louder. And again, I posed the question mentally, "What is this?" And the voice answered me, "Those are the prayers of the people of your congregation. You will be safe. Your prayer has been answered." As soon as that occurred, sir, I was back in line as part of the robbery. Now, many things happened during my 8 days of the delegation that were just unbelievable.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you don't leave us hanging here. This was the robbery, and you had this out-of-body experience.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then you came back to your body, and,
yes,
and you've left us hanging. I mean, what occurred here? How did it end?
The robbery?
Yeah, I mean, what happened? The guy with the Uzi machine gun, you said he was out of control.
he was out of control, and he threatened all of the people in the line that if we moved or if we spoke, we'd be killed. There was another gentleman rifling through our belongings in the bus, and then there was a getaway car parked beside the bus, and another car stopped along the side of the road trying to offer assistance, of which when they saw the man with the machine gun, they took off as well. And after the second person stopping, he yelled to the man inside the bus. The gentleman took a couple of our backpacks and belongings, and with the other gentleman got into the car, and they drove away. But before they drove away, they took all of our money, except for what we had hidden on our bodies. They took two suitcases, of which one was mine, and I did not have any clothing or food for 2.5 days. As we traveled through the small communities in that country.
Okay, so the miracle, as I see it, is that while this was going on, and I'd be praying too, I'd be saying my final prayers in a situation like that, and you had this amazing out-of-body experience in which you were told that the members of your parish were praying for you, and somehow it was that miracle that brought you back into your body and allowed you to deal with the situation because you really couldn't deal with it otherwise.
Apparently.
Okay. So
apparently, but not only were we protected during the robbery, there were numerous things that occurred during that 8 days of the delegation where we were safe at all times.
Okay,
so it was the prayers of the people that saved us. But the most important thing I think of this story is the physical presence of prayer and how it rises up from the earth, that God hears everyone's prayer, even though I saw it as like a curtain rising and hundreds of voices all speaking at the same time. They all had distinct voices. They all were not saying the same thing.
Wow,
but God could hear all of it.
Well, that is a miracle, and I thank you very much for sharing that experience with us. Having me on the edge of my seat here. Good heavens, what a story.